Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. The families of two newborns who died after they were inadvertently given massive doses of heparin at Methodist Hospital in Indianapolis have sued the hospital and one of the makers of the blood thinner. The error occurred in part because of a mix-up over labeling that has since been changed. A suit was filed this week in Marion Superior Court against Methodist and Deerfield, Illinois-based Baxter Healthcare. The suit was filed by an attorney for the parents of two of three newborns who died in September 2006 following injections of heparin, 1,000 times greater than the recommended dose for infants. Also suing are the parents of two infants who were overdosed but survived. The University of Illinois agronomist says the cloudy skies and heavy rain expected through the state through early next week could stall the development of corn and soybean crops. Agronomist Emerson Neftzinger says that without sunshine at this time of year, the fields are like an engine without gas. The U.S. government is reducing its national forecast for this year's corn and soybean harvest due to drier weather. But that's not the case in Illinois. The agricultural department is leaving expectations in Illinois unchanged. The state's corn growers still are expected to produce just more than 2 billion bushels. That's the same as last month's forecast. Last year, Illinois corn harvest of 2.28 million bushels was the state's largest on record. With record high enrollment, some officials at the University of Illinois are wondering how big is too big. The Urbana campus welcomed nearly 7,300 freshmen this fall, 350 more than the year before. The entire U of I system has surpassed a record 70,000 students. Chancellor Richard Herman told trustees yesterday, that is Thursday, that the school has managed to keep class size manageable, but he worries about keeping up academically with peer universities.
The size of our freshman class is 1,000 more than the nearest competitor. We could increase selectivity by dropping the size, but this also must be balanced with our promise of access and social mobility.
Still, Herman says the incoming freshman class is an impressive one by the numbers. And this is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Hurricane Ike is ripping through Houston at this hour. There are reports of widespread flooding, untended fires, desperate and futile calls to 911 from residents who ignored evacuation orders. NPR's Carrie Kahn joins us from Houston. Carrie, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
And what can you see? What have you heard?
Well, our hotel is in shutdown mode here. We do have power. But going down the elevators, it's like a rainstorm inside the elevator shaft, and the whole lobby is covered in plastic and towels bracing around the doors, and just the rain is torrential. So it is just pouring here in downtown Houston.
Are you able to look outside? I mean, we've heard reports about windows being blown from skyscrapers, that sort of thing.
Right. We've heard those reports, too, on local radio. There was a skyscraper not far from here, but what I can see is just rain sheets coming down really hard. There was a huge gust of wind earlier in the morning that just shook this building. It felt like I was back in Los Angeles and it was an earthquake. But the wind gusts they've clocked them at 80 miles an hour at Houston's Bush Airport, and we're still feeling it, and it'll be a while before the rain will stop and the winds will stop.
Let me ask about those calls to 911, because there's emergency crews, as I understand it, certainly cannot move until the storm is passed. And I think Governor Perry, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, has said that the largest rescue operation in the history of the state might have to be mounted to try and help people who declined to evacuate.
Right. I heard one report on local radio that as the eye of the storm passed over Galveston, mm-hmm. you know, that's always the calmest part of the storm, there was a couple that desperately tried to get out of their home that had already flooded, got into a boat, and then ran to a hotel that is housing all the emergency personnel there. There were thousands of people who ignored the evacuation orders, especially in Galveston, which has been the hardest hit.
What are you told about the weather forecast? The storm certainly is several hundred miles wide and I guess threatens just to sit on the area for hours.
Well, it's an amazing storm. At one point, it was 600 miles wide, almost as wide.